It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
At this defining moment, we don't have the luxury to be divided. We don't have the luxury of playing the same political games, resorting to the same ugly tactics that are used in every election to divide us from one another, to make us afraid of one another. With the challenges and crises we face right now, we can't afford a divided country.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to chat with Leonard Shapiro. He's written a book along with Andy Poland. It's the Great Book of Washington, D.C., Sports Lists. And we will be talking with Leonard Shapiro about his book and everything about Washington, D.C. sports.
We love lists.
And he's been doing it for a long time. He knows, I mentioned it before, kind of knows where all the bodies are buried.
I think he remembers when the Redskins came down from Boston.
I think you're absolutely right. And I also think that, well, that was the 30s, wasn't it?
I'm kidding.
Well, don't make fun of him. He can write about you.
It's lighthearted.
He can hear you and he can write about it. Don't you understand? This is a guy that can, look, when this guy comes in, if you piss him off, he's going to go back and get at his computer terminal. He's going to write crap about you, Rob.
All right, I'll be good.
I'm going to be as good as I possibly can be.
Do you think it's a computer or a typewriter?
I have no idea. Stop it!
What are you doing?
Just stop it.
I'm just posing a question.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lovely Katie. And her thought of the day.
Hi there. This is Katie with another thought of the day. I hate writing these things. Every day I'm filled with rainbows and butterflies. And every day I'm expected to hate. I hate hating. And man, oh man, that makes me really hate you.
Yeah, baby. That's it. That's all she has to say today. She's tired of it. She's burned out. Is that what it is?
She's just so full of hate.
So cute. She's not really, though. She doesn't like hating. That's what she just said. It's a contradictory message.
And yet she wrote it so easily.
And now we're not going to check in with Mr. Hughes today, but a regular feature of the program now.
A new one.
We're going to check in with John McCain, see what he has to say.
I want you two to round up the horses, and I want you to ride over to Uncle Milch. Yeah. You tell him to bring Steve and George and Young Milt.
Steve and George.
And Tom, you ride out to Uncle Irish, and you tell him to bring Billy and Jack and anyone else he can think to bring.
Jack.
And stop at the ranch and pick up some grub. Tell Milt and Ira we'll all meet at the ranch Friday.
Thank you, Yachery.
What is that, some sort of campaign meeting?
That'll fix him.
Bring
you. Took the fight out of him.
Bring you some dynamite.
All right, we're going to get to Buzz. We realized that with all the fun with your urinary tract.
Yeah, and it was fun.
We didn't get the very first Buzz on.
We got off our own track.
So this is not the Hollywood Buzz. This is the regular Buzz because we haven't even talked news. And there's a story that broke last night or perhaps earlier
yesterday.
Today.
Yesterday, really.
And this is big stuff.
It is.
And this is a great story, and we've got all the details on it. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, thank you, Mike. Let me tell you what's going on. The stock markets around the world have tanked today. Our own Dow was down 312 points at the close. The White House is predicting massive unemployment in the months ahead. The attack on a McCain campaign worker. This is the story you referred to.
Yeah, if any of you have not seen this, the picture was all over the internet with this lady with her carved onto her face.
It was an awful thing. This woman told police that she'd gone to an ATM to get some cash and that a man robbed her. And as if mugging wasn't bad enough, he then coincidentally spotted the McCain sticker on her car. Mm. And because of that, he carved a B into her face. I mean, it's just outrageous.
I actually saw this last night.
Unfortunately, it's all crap. It's not true. She made the whole thing up. She admitted that to.
She's a liar.
Admitted that to police in Pittsburgh today. The B, by the way, was not really carved. It was sort of scratched and apparently by a dumb person looking in a mirror because it was backwards.
So they've identified this as total crap right now.
They went over the surveillance tapes. They checked for evidence. They did the whole thing, and then eventually, after all of that and the threat of a lie detector test, she confessed that she made up the entire story.
Now, do we know what role she had? As far as is she just a lowly volunteer?
She is a 20-year-old campaign volunteer from Texas for the McCain campaign, and she just was in Pittsburgh, I guess, picking up some cash.
I think she's guilty, though.
being hot. She had it really wasn't carved into her face as much as it was this scratch
B, and it was backwards, so it was like if you tried to do it on your face in the mirror.
What an ass.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. Yeah. Throw the book at her, for God's sake. She had a pretty decent shiner, though.
Yeah, she did have a black eye. That's because she wouldn't listen.
Did she? Stop it.
I made that part up.
Do you think that she really hit herself
I have
to
no
cause
idea.
The black eye?
I don't know if she inflicted that that injury herself on her eye, the black eye, I don't know, but it's all crap. She made the whole thing up, and now she admits it.
You know, I hope we get more on this, because I picture her...
I bet you will.
Here's the deal. She's actually in her apartment, mm-hmm. and she falls, and she bangs her eye, or mm-hmm. she's got a boyfriend
right.
or a girlfriend. Yeah, I think booze was probably involved.
Sure, that's your theory.
She gets the black eye,
uh-huh.
and because she's got the black eye, because I just don't think, because the scratch on her face was so light
uh-huh, on one know, side.
It wasn't really carved in her face like she told the police
right,
initially.
Yeah.
And she gets the black eye, and maybe she hatches this whole plot
right.
Around this.
Try to make the other guys look bad, I guess.
God. I mean, is this the way it's going to be in the final days of this election?
I hope so, because I find it damned entertaining.
It's entertaining, but it also it speaks to a much, much bigger issue of the whole racial undertone, because she reported mm-hmm. the man that attacked her to be, I remember this, it burned into my brain, mm-hmm. 6'4".
That's right, she had a description.
200-pound
right.
black guy.
Ah.
And that's who had attacked her, because she had a McCain sticker on.
Maybe it was the guy from The Office.
Stanley?
No.
The guy in the warehouse?
The guy in the warehouse, not uh-huh. Stanley.
The Office, I didn't think The Office was all there
it
last night.
It was bad
we
last
all agree
night.
On that.
This
not
is,
a good show.
You know, I don't know. Do you think this is going to get how many news cycles? You think it's already done? Or do you think, well, it'll get at least one more day out of this.
It'll get us into the weekend for sure. What I like about this is that it really is bringing out the ignorant people. And,
yeah.
And that's the part that's amusing and entertaining to me.
You think it's amusing and entertaining. I think it's scary as hell.
I bet
really,
if they're
going to
beat themselves up, I'm okay with it.
I bet Monday we'll get one more news cycle telling about all the problems this lady has.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she's just not quite right.
She's not right.
History.
She's not a normal lady that was just a nice campaign worker. Uh-huh. No, she really had serious emotional issues.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
going to
make her into
baggage.
A full-fledged lunatic,
yeah.
and that's what we're going to see happen. This pisses me off.
And rightly so.
You know, and it also speaks to the whole racial undertone of a lot of crap that we've heard
sure. mm-hmm.
in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not seem to be getting ramped up just a little bit?
Oh,
as certain segments of society become a little bit more concerned over Barack Obama's winning this election.
I don't want to say these words, but my prediction is it will get worse.
Yeah, it's sad. Very, very sad.
A half of America's doctors have confessed to giving out fake medicine. According to a new survey, that flies in the face of AMA policy.
And just think,
lying.
It was less than a few hours ago that you were in a doctor's office getting medicine for your stuff, and perhaps you've been misdiagnosed.
Maybe that's why the Cipro came with a Pez dispenser.
You're on to them now.
How is your tummy doing with the antibiotic that you're on right now?
It's fine. That's a nuclear antibiotic, the mm-hmm. Cipro. I got, what is it called? Acidophilus tablets to help offset it in the digestive tract.
What is it called?
Acidophilus.
Acidophilus.
That's it.
Yes, Mr. Acidophilus. Very excited to have you there.
From
yes.
The Greek Isle of Acidophilus.
All right, Rob's going to carve an A into his cheek. And it's not the cheek on his face.
Thank you. About a dozen NFL players have tested positive for steroids.
Matt Elliott.
No names have been named.
That's nice.
Apparently, this was spotted after they took pills for water weight. You know, so they would get rid of excess water.
So are they out? Is that what's going to happen? I'm not sure. What's the rule? Has the NFL decided zero tolerance?
The NFL has not ruled on this yet, nor have they identified these particular players. I understand they are big-name players. About a dozen of them.
The field goal kicker for the Oakland, for Oakland. I'm trying to think what his name is. Janikowski?
Mm-hmm.
Sebastian Janikowski. Guaranteed he's not one of those guys.
True.
Have you seen that guy?
Slight, isn't he?
Gives us all faith. If you have a beer gut, you can actually go to the NFL.
And I wonder if any of the players are retired, because Billy Kilmer has been looking pretty buff lately.
Yeah, see, we're all getting into that Leonard Shapiro mode right
now.
Yeah,
we are.
There is a factoid mm-hmm. in his book, and yes. I can't wait till he gets in here, because I want to ask him about this. I don't think even you know about this.
Really?
Yeah, I hope you don't. You've lived here your whole life. I have not.
That's true.
But I will tell you that this is one that I didn't know, and I don't think you know either.
We love to learn.
I will tell you this one when I reveal this.
Does it have to do with that guy?
Yes, it does.
Of course it would.
Rob wrote down the number 9. I swear
to
God.
Well, I can't wait to hear it then.
Okay, very good.
And a former NBA great Isaiah Thomas has reportedly suffered an overdose for which he is being treated.
Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, I want to talk about how hard they fall. Isaiah Thomas, great player,
mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame basketball
yeah.
player, and then, you know, he takes over the New York Knicks. Right. Then there's the whole sexual harassment thing.
Right.
He gets booted out of that job, and now he's OD'd?
Yeah, apparently so. He's in a hospital, and apparently...
Do they know what the drug
still
is?
Still alive? No, we don't have any details on that. Hope to have... More on all of this for you in the final buzz at 6:20.
Did anybody, did he say that he had any particular campaign sticker on his car?
We haven't heard that part of the story yet.
He OD'd at an ATM, Mike.
Sure. I'm just joking.
Of course. Students at a suburban St. Louis high school went to the gym this week to get tested for HIV. An infected person recently told health officials that as many as 50 teenagers from that school might have been exposed to HIV. Officials will not say who the person is, their gender, their sexual preference, or how these students were exposed.
Now, wait a minute. The HIV is basically transmitted from blood to blood, right?
Right.
Or sexually.
So, right. Sexually transmitted virus.
So they're thinking if they are, you know, getting jiggy with it, then that might have happened.
And apparently one person knew that 50 students were possibly infected or at least exposed to the virus.
So is this one of those things where if you've done... Oh, incidentally, wasn't it nice that these lights went off again?
Did they already?
Yeah. Yeah. This is wonderful. I'm looking at my computer screens. Come on over here, Beth Ann. Just for a sec. Am I going to yell?
Then we'll end on a happy
note. There's really no need to yell, but... And, you know, I know that there are other people that use this equipment, so I'm not going to destroy anything, this has been my day today.
I'm sorry.
This has been my entire day. Yeah, and then I've got this, and I can't use it.
This high school thing's creeping people out. Another school's football team recently balked at playing against the boys from Normandy High, and not because Normandy is 8-0. And one girl who dates a boy from another school says he broke up with her because of what he'd heard on the news.
Man. Beth Ann is now leaning over me and adjusting my computer.
Help. Would it help, Beth Ann, would it help your cause if you leaned in a little closer?
Which leads me to important news about
breasts.
Don't
they feel great?
Stop it. What is with you today? It's the antibiotic. That's what's happening.
So
I'm sorry, Buzz.
Do you take antibiotics?
Go ahead.
Important news about breasts. A new study shows breastfeeding will not cause a young mother's breast to sag.
That's not really the doom sound. That's very good. Huh. I know we have to break. Leonard Shapiro is going to be in here. Yes, I want to hear this story and then we'll get out of
here. The study says that the stretching, the sagging, is caused by being overweight or by smoking, multiple pregnancies, and pregnancies later in life. Stay perky, America.
Yeah, baby.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Madonna tries to buy back her children and all the day's news coming up in the final Buzz at 6:20. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The book is The Great Book of Washington, D.C. Sports List. This gentleman has written about sports here in D.C. for a very long time. We'll chat with Leonard Shapiro and more fun and more thrills when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.